Greetings, citizens of Twilight. This is Kinnack, also known as Landon Winkler, coming to you for the third or fourth Twilight Heroes podcast, depending on how you want to count. Probably fourth. But got some exciting stuff this time. A crafting contest, which I think went very well. Got a lot of cool items. We'll be getting those implemented and the prizes out probably next week after the Easter festivities. But just wanted to let everyone know sort of who won down the list. Then, like I said, get those out there. So yeah, let's I'll go ahead and do the questions first and then mention those in case there are any questions that reflect interestingly on it. So first we've got a question from Satan. How goes progress on the Prestige Store? Prestige Store, for those listening who don't necessarily know what Satan's talking about, is what you'll be using Prestige for in your leagues once that goes in. I was more or less waiting on that to get the third league enemy out, being the Moles and Moltron. And now that that's out, that's basically the next league thing that I'm working on. So that should be pretty exciting. I've got a sort of churned through the giant thread of ideas and boiled some things down. Have sort of ended up going a bit of a different direction with it than I originally thought I would, because largely of how easy it is to switch between leagues. There's a lot of it would just be really sort of silly to have personal benefits for it, to the extent that makes sense, that aren't tied to being in the league, but you'll see how all of that plays out. A lot of benefits for the league, some benefits that are specifically tied to, you know, the league villains, things like that. So that should be pretty cool. So the design work on that is, I mean, done or done-ish, and just need to go through and actually churn out a whole bunch of code. Some questions from Isletter. Any chance you'll introduce some new kind of buff burning item skill, whatnot? I know it's a very much plexi sort of thing, but it seems to me that sugar purifier is a TH precedent for it. So what's being referred to there is there's a bunch of stuff in Metroplex that does this, but the main one is Eclipse, which is sort of central to the game's plot, but there are a lot of techniques in combat, sort of along the same line as combat skills, that burn turns of it to power their effects. And that's potentially a cool thing that I could do. I'm looking for ways to make combat a little more, you know, interactive, if you want it to be. Give it a bit more depth. And obviously, like, the base system is pretty straightforward, so if you don't want to deal with anything more complicated than that, you can just, you know, run on autopilot, so to speak. Yeah, it would not surprise me to see something like that, along with, you know, more interactive combat items, stuff like that, interesting buffs that may encourage different strategies, that sort of thing. Christiana is modifying the previous question with when's this going to be, rather than whether there's a chance that we'll implement something like that. Yeah, which I think is probably fair. It's a really, I think, interesting sort of concept. It's a lot of fun to play with, particularly with, like, the time factor in Twilight Heroes, I think, being worth worth, you know, pushing, focusing on a little bit more. I think the Novas are kind of an interesting inverse of that, you know, in that they're you know, giving you a buff rather than being fueled by it, that sort of thing. So, hopefully we will see more of those too. May we have a hint about one of the undiscovered merit badges, please? Yeah, let's see. The one that I am thinking of right now is actually related to the time at a different level than you might be used to. It's related to days of the week rather than the actual, you know, minutes and hours. So that is my hint, and it's one of those things that will probably be unhelpful and seem really, you know, obvious in retrospect, but that's sort of how my hints go. Satan, please answer this question directly in the podcast. I assume it will be March sometime, or shortly after the end of March, since it's the March podcast thread. Okay, so, when is the podcast going to be? The podcast is going to be Columbus time at about 11 a.m., Saturday, March 30th. So I am helping you out on the week off. Any chance we'll see new items in Nocturne's shop in the near future? I have so much metal it feels like I probably am. I'm sorry, the last question was from Satan. And this the one about Nocturne's shop is from Theo. And I'm probably misemphasizing it. I have, yeah, there's probably a sort of a comma space in there somewhere. But Theo feels like they have too much metal. And Christiana, actually, I suppose it's, get more on the villainous than the villain side. Satan, how did Christiana get Dusk's baton when no one else who retcons heavily did? Also, why is there no badge for doing one of each named style of retcon? Because it's not based purely on retconning heavily. There's a separate unlock mechanism for that. But it is currently available in-game, which is why I think Christiana was laughing uproariously. So, you just need to, I guess, consider that your hint that there are, in fact, more interesting things waiting deep in the bowels of Nocturne's shop. Let's see. Also, why is there... Oh, I'm sorry. Questions are flipping back and forth between people so fast that I'm forgetting to announce who's saying what. That was from Satan. Also from Satan, why is there no badge for doing one of each named style of retcon? I don't particularly know. I'm not sure. I don't think that the way that they're stored, that would be at all easy to do. The named styles aren't applied in the database. They're sort of applied more on the PHP side of things, if that means anything to anyone but me. So it would be kind of tricky to write a query for that. Is the immediate reason that I would think of not doing it. Petajones has some questions. Trying to answer Satan's question, probably because mesos are named around Storm, didn't want people to feel compelled to do them. Same excuse as the Pinata High Command. As much as I got yelled at in the Pinata High Command thread, I feel that that's actually an unrelated reason than the Pinata High Command stuff, in that the Pinata High Command is not because I don't want people to feel compelled to... Well, I guess they're related enough that it's probably semantic splitting hairs, really. Yeah, the Pinata High Command thing is just that the League enemies are there for groups, and although I am okay with people soloing them, as long as it doesn't screw with, you know, the group's enjoyment of them. The groups in a broader sense, obviously. Like, if you're, you know, if you're in a league and one person insists on soloing it all the time and nobody else gets in on the fun, I mean, that's an internal league dispute thing. I don't particularly worry about that. But I mean that I want... It's more important that the groups enjoy it than that it's soloable. So if there's some mechanic that would be totally awesome but not be soloable, I would probably just use it. But what I don't want to do is reward soloing them, because that is not what they're for, and people will... it'll just cause a bunch of unnecessary drama in the leagues, etc., etc. I don't really mind making people do meso runs, or making people, you know, feel they need to do meso runs. So, yeah, I guess I feel that encouraging people to solo league bosses creates a systemic problem, and results in me getting yelled at a lot, because that's really not what they're there for. Whereas encouraging people to do meso runs is probably less of a big deal. But that's neither here nor there. It's getting on to the actual questions. What have you been working on recently? To be perfectly frank, mostly kind of putting my life back together. Had a pretty rough last year or so, but particularly the last month. I could get into lots of emo, sad stuff, but mostly basically just lots and lots and lots of people dying, which I'm not a big fan of. Yeah, that's been sort of... That's been hard on a lot of levels. But... aside from that, obviously, since this question was asked, I was working on Moltron. And since then, I've been working on little bits here and there. Thinking about how the crafting contest stuff is all going to work. I guess not even so much me, but Christian and I'm doing a bit of design work on the next high-level quest. Working on, obviously, April's... hopefully this won't be, you know, a spoiler for anyone, but prismatic item. That should be pretty cool. I'm actually pretty excited about that, which means that everyone else will hate it. That seems to be sort of the theme. I'll create something and be like, this is so awesome! I love this so much! And, like, you know, three people will donate for it. And then I'll be like, meh! Just throw something together, everyone will love it. It's the nature of the beast, I suppose. Will there be a new league villain in the new future? Done 2 days after the asking, yes. So yeah, there was a new one. That's probably sort of like fills out the base roster. There may be more rotating in, possibly even rotating out as we move forward, but I wanted to have enough there that it's not sort of like the same thing day after day, and then expanding other league-related stuff. Will there be a league foe in the future with caffeine-only consumables? Plenty of sugary ones so far. Not quite caffeine-only. Those have sort of been on a flavor basis, but that's definitely on our radar. I would have actually done that with Moltron, but... the mole route kind of, it called to me. I needed to give the shout out to Hans. Has the server changed improved the game's finances? Yes, substantially. Which is The donation levels are not at where they would be in a perfect world. So it is very, very, very good that we got the server moved, because we'd be in a rough spot otherwise. So, yay. glad that that happened. And I think for the most part, that's gone. I mean, not smoothly in a you know, sort of broader sense, but having been involved in many server moves for many types of products on, you know, the, obviously the fact that I'm saying products means that I've involved some of those on the corporate level, which was invariably a complete clusterfuck, and just, like, general, you know, moving stuff around for smaller web projects, went pretty smoothly, really. And I know, I'm not sure how much it looked like that from everyone else's side, but a lot of work went into it from my side, but I think that the normally when you do something like that, it's basically catastrophic, and whereas we just had a bunch of stupid problems with time zones not displaying correctly, because I just totally forgot to take that into account. Just obviously my bad, but was not, you know, the end of the world as far as such things go. Let's see. Okay, Satan and Christiana are taunting each other a bit. This is from Olaf. Maybe this is a better rhyme question, but if you were to start TH from scratch back when it did, but with the knowledge you have now, what would you do differently? Yeah, Ryan might be a better person to ask from that. As far as if I were to start it over, the combat system would probably work a bit differently. Not sure exactly how, but there's sort of I understand at some levels that it's really nice, especially with the game that, you know, you can pick up and drop, like Twilight Heroes or Metroplexity or Kingdom of Loathing, that combat is not super involved, but I would really like to have that sort of a notch up from there, and going back and adding that back in is kind of tricky, so I would probably have designed something like that more in from the forefront, and also just like a lot of little, you know, coding things, which, I mean, there's certain things that just you really have to design with scalability in mind, that, I mean, it was that weren't initially, which is fine. Obviously, it hasn't caused any huge problems or anything, but a lot of stuff that could have been data driven, which Olaf, I'm sure, will know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, just don't worry about it. It isn't data driven. So those are actually, for what it's worth, I've actually been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to making adding new content easier, which, you know, isn't amazing, right? Like, that's not, but stuff like, when we did the Catalyze revamp and the Metalmorph revamp, everything, it's really easy to add more Metalmorph and Catalyze items now, which was not before, which is pretty cool. It means we can have stuff like the crafting contest. It means that as sweet new stuff comes out, you know, I can go back and, add that. Last question from Satan. Now that we have three rotating lead villains, might we see an option to start choosing which villain is going to pop up? That's sort of like the base target number. There will definitely be some things, in the Prestige store, to, make, you know, that will obviously impact, what villains show up. Not necessarily in a choosy way, though. I understand that there's sort of a basic interplay there where you really want to be able to choose, and sometimes it's just my job to be a jerk and say no. I think you'll be excited with what ends up coming from that, eventually, but obviously, you know, it's sort of a slow and arduous process, which I apologize for. Stuff should be coming out way faster. It's just life being life. We've got also the drumroll, please. I'm not sure if you hear that, but that was me doing a drum roll on my table. The contest results for the assembly portion of the contest. The winners, which is to say ones that I'll be going in and implementing, are the Snickersnack from S-Ladder. It's very nice. I'm a big fan of the it's good. Good jabberwock going on there. I approve that a great deal. The file gun from Patagones. I've actually asked before how to pronounce that and have, of course, not managed to continue pronouncing that correctly. But and that's just makes me giggle. The Spinal Tap shoes, which made me laugh out loud. So they automatically get in. I will be implementing those and getting rewards to our lucky contestants. And for the welding, we've got Foils Gold Bricks from Satan, which are pretty delightful. I haven't entirely decided what they're going to do other than have a high auto-sell value, but they're pretty cool. The Curse of the Dodo, which I thought was very nice. The verse of the dodo welding is something that never ceases to amuse me, but Verse of the Dodo plus Eugothium is a bonus, and that's from the Leopard. And we've got, for Catalyze, the item catalyzing into the most interesting item in the world is another one that made me laugh out loud, which is terrible, because I should probably not like those ads as much as I do, but I think they're delightful. And the Alien Mineral Water from Patronus, I think, is a pretty good call. And lastly, we have Metalmorph, the Pronged Javelin to the Quadrident, which is I think pretty cool. Reminds me a bit of, oh god, those tiller things. I actually have one. I don't know what they're called, but like the things with the four curved prongs you stick in the ground, used to like tear up soil and loosen it up. I'm sure somebody knows what I'm talking about. The Golden Apple, the Platinum Pear. That's pretty cool. I suppose I, you know, this might will come as no great shock to some people, but Golden Apple plus anything is kind of a, and not a shoe-in, obviously, but a a nod in the right direction. I'm a big Illuminatus Trilogy fan, so Golden Apples get some bonus for me. That one was from the Leopard, so Golden Apple to Platinum Pear. S-Cat had a really cool idea that I won't be able to implement directly, which was metamorphing any Fusion Octotron component into a random Fusion Octotron component, which is a really cool idea. I don't think it would display well in the Metalmorph interface, so I'm probably going to have to do that some other way, but it's a good enough idea that I will count that as a win, too. So, congratulations, Acid Cat, Leopard, Satan, Patagones, and looks like it's Ladder for getting some items in there. I will get you your prize or prizes as appropriate probably next week. I'm trying to sort of slip this in before Easter festivities, so I'll get that over there. And I think that's all we've got for the crafting contest and the questions. Which leaves sort of where we're headed next. Obviously, like I said, things have been sort of rough on my side, which I say not so much as... I'm not trying to create an excuse or an apology. I just want everyone to know sort of where things stand. Well, I guess sort of apologizing, but I mean... I am conflicted because I hate it when people working on stuff that I care about are like, my life is so terrible, rather than just, you know, working on stuff. But at the same time, I want you guys to know, like, sort of what's going on. Because I get the very least, if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably interested in knowing what's coming out next and why stuff hasn't come out, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so the... big stuff moving forward, prestige stuff for leagues, this next big league push, and that will sort of, that's another thing where, when it comes in at first, there'll be, you know, a handful of things available, or even just dribbling out one at a time, depending on how exactly that ends up working logistically, and then growing, past there. PvP revamp is still on the radar, but sort of keeps getting pushed back, which is unfortunate, but nature of the beast, I guess. And that I would like to start getting the work laid in for that, because obviously it's not going to get done if I don't give it any focus. So trying to shift some brain power over there, and also the next chunk of the post-mic question. Last thing that's sort of on my agenda is still advertising. What I would like to do before we start is do a bit of a front page revamp, because it's not entirely clear what's going on from the front page right now. If you can look at it with sort of new eyes, it's not clear what sort of game you're looking at. So I would like to revamp that. I might just say fuck it, I'll get to it later, and start advertising anyway, because that's just taking entirely too long. Because that's always one of those things you you approach with sort of trepidation, right? Trepidation and not wanting to deal with, you know, a lot of style sheets and so forth. That's sort of where the advertising stuff stands. Monetarily, we're doing okay. I mean, sort of keeping heads above water. I have been doing a little side work, which unfortunately is also taking up some time. Just, you know, keep the bills paid. So, plan moving forward financially is basically same. Same old, same old. Keep ends meeting while I focus as much as possible on Twilight Heroes Metroplexity. And that's, I think, all she wrote. So, thanks for very much if you participated in the crafting contest. If I didn't pick your stuff, that we'll definitely have more contests of that sort in the future, because I really like them, and crafting is awesome, and there's something sort of delightful about crafting stuff, meta-crafting, if you will. I would not lose all hope of getting those sorts of prizes in the future. Thanks very much for asking questions, obviously for playing. Thank you very much for donating, if you donate.